Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Talks ramped up on the farm bill yesterday after House Speaker John Boehner told Republicans he was setting a hard deadline to adjourn the House on December 13th. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas, House Agriculture Ranking Member Colin Peterson, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Debbie Stabenow, and Senate Agriculture Ranking Member Thad Cochran met Wednesday evening for 90 minutes and said that they had made some progress and said they are meeting again today. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending November the 14th. Here's how the numbers look in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 22.7. Corn this year, 37.2, and next year 1.5, and soybeans this year 50.6. China custom officials today say that PRC imports of corn for October totaled about 39,000 tons. That's down 91.3% from a year ago. Soybean imports for October amounted to 4.19 million tons. That's 3.9% higher than last year. This morning, Japan announced that it has purchased almost 134,000 metric tons of milling wheat in five grades, including three grades of U.S. wheat, totaling just over 51,000 tons. That was the first wheat purchase for Japan in 3 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,923. It's up 45 points. The NASDAQ, 3383, up 17. The S&P 500, 1784, up 4.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate somewhat over the next couple of days, and late-season farming activity will likely be put on hold for a little while as we wait for a big surge of cold air to overrun the majority of the region. The arrival of the cold is going to be condensing moisture out of the atmosphere in many areas. Most locations in the central and lower parts of the Midwest will see rain and some thunderstorm activity over the next couple of days, while in the northwestern portions of the Midwest will likely see snowfall. The snow is not expected to be quite as heavy as advertised yesterday, but there will still be enough out there to maybe lay down a little layer of protection for some of the winter wheat crop in the northern plains and the northwestern portions of the Midwest. But for the most part, the snow is going to be only a minor influence on travel across the region. We'll expect the snowfall rates to run mostly a dusting upwards to 2 inches, but there will be a few locations that could still see something in the 2 to 4 inch range. The precipitation will be most common from Nebraska and portions of northeastern Colorado across northern Kansas into Wisconsin. And a lot of this will occur as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. In the meantime, a few showers and thunderstorms have already erupted this morning in portions of Missouri and Iowa and eastern Kansas, and we'll likely see this little disturbance moving to the Great Lakes region, and we'll likely see moisture totals vary, but mostly be on the light side, running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, with a few exceptions. A more generalized precipitation event will occur when the cold front cuts through the Midwest here tomorrow into Friday morning, and we'll likely see another 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch of rain, with some local totals maybe going over an inch, especially in the lower portions of the Midwest from parts of the northern Delta and southeastern Missouri into Indiana. There will be a risk of some severe thunderstorms again with this particular setup, but it probably won't be nearly what it was this past weekend. We'll expect to see drier air move across most of the Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, but temperatures will turn bitterly cold. Most of the afternoon temperatures will fall into the teens and 20s across a big part of the northern Midwest and 20s and 30s in the south during the colder days. But it will be relatively short-lived. Our low temperatures at night will fall below zero in the northern plains, and in the positive negative single digits, perhaps in the far northwestern Corn Belt. We'll expect to see a little short-term warm-up, but a reinforcing shot of cool air will come in early next week that will likely generate some more cold weather for the northern parts of the Midwest. And what's interesting most is that a low-pressure center may develop in the Delta or the southeastern plains as we get into the end of this week or early in the weekend, and it could turn out to be a little nor'easter for portions of the middle and north Atlantic coastal areas as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That storm system will be closely monitored for travel issues, obviously. The temperatures will begin to warm up across parts of the Midwest as we get into the middle part of next week, and a little bit more normal weather will occur. We'll see an increase in precipitation possible back across the region as well. But as far as precipitation is concerned, for the period from Friday into Sunday, maybe even Monday, the only precipitation will occur as lake effect snows in western Michigan, northwestern Indiana, and northeastern Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Well, let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is $6.99, up 3.5. Soft December is $6.48¾, up 1.5. December corn's trading $4.20¼, up 3¼. July $4.22½, up 2¼. January soybeans $12.81, up 7¼. July $12.55¼, now $12.55¾, up 5½. December soybean meal $4.06.50, down 50. December soybean oil $41.05, up 73. December live cattle $130.95, down 10. November feeders $164.80, up 22½. And December lean hogs are $86.17½, and they're down 7½. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
That soybean market has a little giddy up in it this morning.
Yeah, the bean side is looking a little better, and the bull spreads are working. We've seen a big upside move in the palm oil this week. We're now back to highest levels since last February, and that bodes well because it's been bean oil that's not had a lot of giddy up on the complex lately, and this morning it's meal that's not able to really get going.
And I suppose on the next WASDE report we might see an adjustment for the soybean export number?
I would sure expect so. We're up, bookings are up at around 90% of the total export projection from USDA. So another week when we've got 51 million bushels of beans booked looks pretty darn encouraging. We're up to, what, 1.3 billion bushel at this stage of the game. Pretty early in the crop year to be that far along.
Meanwhile, in corn, the tire continues to leak very slowly.
Yeah, corn market just has been difficult to get going. I noticed on the export bookings this morning that Japan took about a third of that, a little bit more than a third, and China took about a third of the 37 million bushels that were listed for export. And China's showing their, on the October figures anyway, their imported corn was down considerably from a year ago at only 39 million metric tons.
I suppose the last feature for this week, before we move into that short week next week, and well, that might be dull, we do have option expiration on Friday.
Option expiration and the brunt of the puts and the calls on these December corn anyway are between $4 and $4.20. Earlier in the week, they were all centered at $4, and some of those have been liquidated, so it will be kind of interesting to see how that shakes out. The options are not as heavily invested in the wheat, however, but also in the meal and the bean oil.
Let's turn our attention to livestock, please.
Livestock market's kind of been a mixed bag. We're seeing carcass values weak on the hog side, but we saw a late rally yesterday and closed right on the high. We'll see higher hog futures on follow through, but probably not on the live cattle side. That looks a little bit mixed. I thought we're set up for some cash business here today. That comes in better. We could be setting up for a late week rally in the cattle into the cattle on feed report Friday.
Do you think that retail pork bargain hunters might see something post Thanksgiving, but before Christmas?
I would certainly think so. People will be fed up with turkey and be looking for something else, and pork is certainly a cheaper alternative than beef ahead of the Christmas holiday.
Thank you very much, Helen. Helen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. December corn now, 420 and a half, up 3.5. July, 442 and a half, up 2.25. January soybeans, 1280 and a half, up 6.75. July is 1254 and a half, up 4.25. December soybean meal is 406.20, down 80. December soybean oil, 41.04, up 72 cents. Soft December wheat is 6.49, up 1.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.